Welcome back to another of our Sun City Shadow Hills podcasts. I'm Bob Furring, and today's subject addresses common questions around here. Listeners are interested in people who have interesting second careers. And my guest today is Teresa Barnwell, who has a career and that probably nobody else can duplicate, but she has made quite a success of. Teresa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
So why don't you just tell everyone your story and how you've transitioned to this new career?
Well, I did find myself with a very interesting career that goes back to 1993 when Hillary Clinton came on the scene and her husband was running for president, as we all know. So she became famous. There were a lot of newspapers and magazine articles about her. So all of America began to know what Hillary Clinton looked like, and that's when my life started to change because everybody started coming up to me and saying, "Do you know that you look like Hillary Clinton?" And at first I thought it was just kind of a funny remark, something that occasionally people will say to you, you know, like, "Oh, you remind me of a friend," or "You kind of look like my sister," or whatever. And I didn't think too much about it at first, but then it happened so frequently that I really couldn't go anywhere without people telling me that I resembled Hillary Clinton. And long story short, it turned into a job for me, and I became a Hillary Clinton impersonator in 1993. And I've continued to work, and I've appeared all over the United States, and it's also taken me around the world to several foreign countries to work jobs or make appearances and so forth. And it's been a very, very unique and interesting career.
Well, I have photos, which we're going to post on the website, and it's remarkable how much you resemble her. What's a common booking for you?
Well, every job is different. You really never know what you're going to be offered. And so I've done a little bit of everything. Sometimes it's a personal appearance for something they call a mix and mingle, where you greet people at an event or a party or a cocktail hour. Maybe they have a red carpet set up and people will take photos with you. I've done movies, I've done television, I've done music videos, commercials, photography shoots, print ads. I've done a little bit of everything. You never know. Sometimes I do little comedy speeches for corporate events. I used to do a debate show with a Bush impersonator, and we would kind of go back and forth with barbs and so forth, and that was a lot of fun. But every job is different. You just never know. I've done everything from modeling men's boxer shorts to appearing in Texas with retired General Colin Powell, and that job involved 8 wild pigs. So,
tell us more about that.
You never know. Well, I was hired to go to an event in Kerrville, Texas, at a very, very large ranch. It was about a 10,000-acre ranch in Kerrville. And it was an annual gathering of oil industry executives. They would gather on a weekend once a year, and they would have just kind of a good old boys weekend together with barbecue and hunting and just having a good time. So these guys were known for having a sense of humor, and they would usually bring in somebody famous for this event. And the year that I was hired to go, Colin Powell was their featured guest, and I believe that Dick Cheney had been there the year before. So they hired me to come and make a little speech after all the men had dinner, we gathered in this huge lodge area that they had for the dinner. And I was standing by the fireplace, and I was supposed to announce that I had fired all of Bill's cabinet members, and they were to be replaced with men who were in the audience. And so I had to announce these new cabinet positions, and it was written in the way that it was kind of personal jokes that these men all knew about. And so I had to name the new Secretary of Etiquette, and as soon as I did that and named the man, everybody started laughing. So they knew something about this guy that was funny in some way that involved etiquette, good or bad, I don't know. And so after I did all of that, I was supposed to talk about how I hoped Bill got reelected because I didn't want to go back to Arkansas. And that was kind of the key word. As soon as I said Arkansas, the ranch hands released 8 wild pigs that ran through this dining area. And that was kind of how the evening ended.
Wow.
And it was noisy. It sounded like they were turning over chairs. And it was also very messy because I think the pigs were a little frightened by what was happening. So you can imagine
wow.
what was going on after the pigs were released.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy sometimes what you find yourself involved in. But
so do you have a publicity
job,
agent?
I've met a lot of interesting people.
Do you have a publicity agent or somewhere that handles the calls that come in?
Well, you know, the celebrity impersonator business is a little different because I'm sort of specialized. I only play one character. I only do Hillary Clinton. So it's a little different most of the time in that it doesn't really work that well for one agent or agency to try to find jobs for you. It sort of works in an opposite way, where you never really know where the job is going to come from. And many times the jobs come from agencies that book celebrity impersonators and other types of entertainment. Maybe they are event planners and that type of thing. So I learned over the years that it's best to have all of these agencies, as many as you can find, know about you. So if they happen to be the one who gets a call for a Hillary Clinton impersonator, then they go, aha, we know about Teresa Barnwell. Let's give her a call and see if we can arrange this booking. But a lot of times now you are contacted directly if you have your own website, which, you know, I've had for a number of years.
I see.
So jobs can come from a number of places. So a lot of times it's referrals from other impersonators, and so we all network and try to help each other out.
Mm-hmm. Have I imagine the inquiries have gone up in the last year or so because of her announcement for presidency. This should be, the next few years should be very good for you.
Well, of course, a lot depends on what happens in November. And if she is the winner, then yes, that will change things for me dramatically. But it has been interesting in that as soon as she announced that she was running for president, the next day I got a phone call to appear on the Jimmy Kimmel Show and to do a little comedy sketch.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
And then it got a little quiet, and then I would get inquiries here and there. But once Donald Trump sort of took off, that seems to be where the comedy is right now, because it's such a unique thing that's going on. And, of course, with the things that he says and the things that he does, it's created a lot of comedic opportunities, and that seems to be the trend right now. But once the two nominees are officially announced, once they get to the point where they've received their party's nomination, then I imagine things will get a little busier. I do have a job coming up soon with a Donald Trump impersonator, so I imagine that the two of us will probably get paired together much more often in the coming months. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Are there good Donald Trump impersonators?
There are good ones, and then there are some that have really bad wigs. And they don't really resemble the Donald all that much. It's, you know, they're trying to jump on the Trump train, I guess, so to speak. But there are some that are very good that have already been doing Donald Trump for a long time. In fact, there's one Trump out of Las Vegas that I actually hired several years ago when my husband retired. I thought it would be funny to have the Donald to salute my husband in a little video, and I wrote the script and told a few tales about my husband's work career, and at the very end I had my friend as Donald Trump say, instead of "you're fired," he said, "you're retired." So it was just a cute little ditty that we did for his retirement party. And so this gentleman has been doing Trump for a pretty good while. He does a lot of different characters. He's just a guy who's able to transform himself into a lot of different characters. But he uses a wig, and he's just good at the facial expression and the voice and so forth. So he's been real busy right now.
Well, thank you, Teresa. This has been most fun, and we'll be following your career. I guess we won't know whether it's you or the real Hillary going forward, because I'm telling, when people see these photos, they're not going to know one from the other. So good luck to you. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and thank you for listening. As always, if you have questions or comments, you can send them straight to my Facebook page, and I would look forward to hearing from you. So until next time, so long.